Ele é acordado.
Okay. Which was the Rishkel? Huh? Rishkel Pavalsky for arranging this. My wife knew last night that 2 o'clock in the morning something was up. I said, "Oh, nothing, no." She goes, "Oh, you're starting that again." So, I really wasn't sure what I'm going to talk about, since it really was last notice. It was late notice, but I started researching a sugya a couple of weeks ago, and just in case, you know. No, it's time. I was looking up something, and it led me to something else, and I started looking through the sugya. So I don't have it 100% clear, to be honest with you. So maybe we'll work through it together a little bit. Again, whatever I'm going to say to Halacha is obviously not Lamaisa. Please speak to Rosh Chodesh for Halacha Lamaisa. What I want to talk about is I like interesting topics. So one of the topics I like to talk about, a number of years ago we spoke about, I think it was here in the Chodesh, we spoke about the Darkei Amori with the right to Bendel. That wasn't taped either, I don't think. It was the right to Bendel topic. You know, people walk around with the red string in Yiddish called the right to Bendel. Supposedly they go like around Kever Rachel. I'm not exactly sure there's a Messiah of what to do and how to do it. I'm not exactly sure how. I don't want to make fun of it because it would be wrong to do, but most Paiskim go as Habayit to have Shilas in regards to whether that's considered Haytah and Shabbos or not. So we're not talking about that, but that's like the subject matter. People do like strange stuff, and I want to know if it's mutter or not to do. So the little segue into that is really into Dina Avay Dezer B'Zman Hazeh. So we're going to talk about, hopefully at the end of this year if we have time, a little bit about the a number of years ago there was a tremendous shaila about the Sheitlach, about the Indian hair. That's not the focus of this shir, but we'll mention that because it was actually a fascinating subject. Really, every couple of years is a subject that that the whole belt is rashing about. So that was then. All right, so I just want to go like in a sort of an orderly fashion, which is unusual for me, to go through exactly defining what Avodah Zarah is. Because a lot of people have misconceptions, I think, of what Avodah Zarah is. So again, please bear with me as we go through it. Maybe we'll do it a little bit together. So the first place that most people start off when they're discussing the topic is a pasuk in Parshas Ve'era. And we'll actually tie it into Rus a little later on. So it is Mamekah Negeya too, and Echal Hashem Al-Kecha. It's an easy segue in the post-Shavuos. Fine. But anyway, so the pasuk says as follows. In Parshas Ve'era, it says, Vayomer Elav Moshe. Hi, Rabbi Singer. Vayomer Elav Moshe. It says, and Moshe says, Ketzesi Yesoir. When I went out of the city, Ephrais, as Kap, held up Elav Hashem, he davened to Rabbi Shlom. Pari was asking him to please get rid of the Barad. And the Shem Shmuel talks about it, I'll tell you in a second. Rashi says, why do you have to go outside the city, outside of Mitzrayim? So Rashi says, Ketzesius ear, Mino ear. Doesn't mean, Esir means Mino, from the city. Abba Vatayachi ear, Loya Spal. He didn't want to daven inside Mitzrayim. Lefisha Isa Malaya Galulim, because it was full of Avodah Zarah. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, and again, I meant Rosh Hashanah, I saw Rabbi Singer, it just reminded me of Rosh Hashanah, he talks about, like, why Dafka here? This is like the seventh time that he's going out to daven. Why Dafka by Barad? Does Rashi feel the need to mention this statement? Like, why Dafka by Barad? Ayin Shem Shmuel, Shem Tim Tzanachas. But anyway, so you find that Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't want to daven inside Mitzrayim because he says it's full of Avodah Zarah. So there's a famous, the Ramah brings down, there's Truma Sadashin, and I printed it out from like this program, so I can actually print out the words. So I'll read it together with you. It says, Shaila, here's the story. Mishu Hupa Derech, someone's going on the way, Va'yoy Marev, and it's getting dark outside. Shehu eis le tefilas hamincha, and it's not a question of shkia or not shkia. Even though in Kalkazim it's fine. Shehu eis le tefilas hamincha, it was time to daven mincha. Whatever. By Rei Karv Lamalain, and he was close to a hotel. Shakula Nachrim. The problem was that this hotel was full of Adazar and Gayim. So the shaila was, should he can actually get there while it's still daylight. In those days, they didn't have FPL and these things. It was really, really dark outside at night. It was really dangerous. You know, when they said Tfil Sederach, it was a serious story. You know, Avidachim and Reitzchim and other colored people and Zachim, whatever. So the bottom line is it was really dangerous. So the shaila was, should he go off to the side of the road, or should he go to the, which is not obviously the most conducive way to daven, you know, on the way, it's shaila and Shulchan Aruch, if you allow to even daven like that, or he should make it to the hotel, but the hotel is full of Avodah Zarah. That's the shaila from the Tshuva Sedesha. Tshuva. So he says the following. You should see, the im yochal l'istalek min adrachim kol kach, that if he can actually get off the road, shakar v'dav l'gami, and if he's pretty certain, shalo yavo oivir drachim yafsaku, that no people walking on the road will bother him. Shapetfei, you know what? Better to daven at the side of the road, l'espal v'derech, mimashi espal v'malon, than to daven in the hotel. Be'ir shakul enachro. Why? V'nesha be'ir, harvig gelulim. First of all, in the whole city, forget about the actual hotel, the whole city, there's a tremendous amount of in churches and of the Zaras. If you go even to all these hotels, they're full of Avodah Zarah. It's fascinating. If everyone ever drove, like, you know, does a serious driving across country, if you stay in one of these hotels and things, it's still a throwback. It's amazing. You can go to Piscataway, whatever, anywhere. You go to a hotel, and in the drawer they have the Bible. It's a Meshugan Azach. I mean, no one ever looks at it. No one ever. It's unbelievable. They still do it till Azman is there. But anyway, that's a separate discussion. But anyway, so they have Mamash Avodah Zarah. In those days, it was serious Avodah Zarah. So he paskins from this pasuk. So he brings down this pasuk. He says, "V'darshu Rabbi Seinu Mikrazetz from Mechilta." Rashi is bringing down Mechilta. Moshe didn't want to daven in Mitzrayim. V'shaisim alei gelulim. So Tshuva Sedeshin paskins from this pasuk, this Rashi in the Mechilta, saying that it's better to daven at the side of the road than to daven in a city, or even more than that, in a hotel itself that has a tremendous amount of avodah zarah. So he felt it was better. Actually, there's a Tshuva Avni Nezer. Okay, other people don't bring it down. I don't know why they didn't bring it down. There's a Tshuvas Avnezer. There's a famous Taz in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. There's a famous Taz, which is a shmuz in itself, a shir in itself. Actually, the Taz paskins lahalacha that in those days it was very common to have like tenements and buildings that they didn't have like separate shuls and stuff like that. They had that as well, but many places they had shuls and they had people living on top of the shul. The Taz holds it's mamash asr to do. He holds it's a hefsek between you and Shemayim, and he holds it's asr to do.
So what do they do in bar apartments?
Right. Whoa. So I said that's a Taz pasuk.
Huh?
Right. It's a kisa and other things as well. So he writes the following shaila. This is the Avner Nezer is writing. But Dover Haminyan, here's a. Again, I'm sorry that I'm reading with you. I just didn't have time to say everything outside. So we'll read it together. But Dover Haminyan, she writes him lasses l'espal. There's a minion that wants to daven. Becheda shalgabi. They want to daven in a shul. And on top of them, algabi dar Yisrael. There's a Yisrael who lives on top of them. Valgabi Yisrael, on top of the Yisrael, they live in an apartment building. So the first floor is the shul. Second floor is a bona fide Jew. And on the floor on top of him, and the next is the roof, is a guy. So they want to know, Lefi the Taz, that he wants to know, he says, She'im davatinuf, oy akum, same thing, that if they're either davatinuf, there's something disgusting, or a guy, is being mafsik bein makim shemispalim bein mishmayim, ein atvila yichol lalei. So they want to know if they're allowed to daven in that shul, or the tefillah is just going to bounce back. So what do you do? So that was a shaila. So he says, and v'chol akum yesh l'avodah zarah beisai. For sure, they have avodah zarah in their house. So for sure, it's going to be mafsik. So he says, v'ataz madam eloha desimenun hei b'yesh hefzik beinam akum sha'imim b'kedusha. If he says, if it's zarah tina, if he holds it's mamash asa to do. So he goes in a little bit of the truth. At the end, he says the following. V'nira, the svar is ataz, she'er asa l'shamim b'yesh she'yesh sham svarim. Etc. He says as follows: Base Nachri, Shakol Nachri Yeshle Avodah Zarah Shulchanai. I guess the mamash had it ready at the table. Vizem Afurish Shulchanai Avodah Zarah Mafsekas. Avodah Zarah Taka divides and it separates and it blocks Tefilas. V'chein Bedin, and he brings down this pasuk. Shemayshu Abenu Lo Yispal B'Mitzrayim. He didn't daven. Yeah, no, he's a Malay gloom because it was full of Avodah Zarah. So Avdenezer Paskins, like the Taz, you want to know what they do in Barbox? So again, Maisa, most Paskins didn't name on like the Taz. And there's different, two of them, again, it's a separate shiur in itself. How do you get around the Taz's, what's it called? Because it wasn't Pashit, because they bring down the Chuvis that, I forgot from offhand, but basically it was a person who lived on top of a shul, and he went to some guy, and they told him it's because he should have been makbid on the Taz's Chumra, so Lamaisa, he had to move, otherwise shekel things would happen. But Al Kapanim, that's what he paskins. So the fascinating stuff. He holds that if you have a guy who lives on top of you, it doesn't make a difference, you know, like the princess and the pea, it could be 40 floors up, as long as he's the one separating you from Shemayim, your tefillahs just come bouncing back down. Go find yourself another place to daven. Okay, so That's what the that's what they paskin really from fascinating. Do tshuvas they mamash paskin from this pasuk?
How in the your line of going up does it have to be? Is any room within the vicinity of the building?
Again, according to the Taz, it seems like he's very machmer. Pretty much, you're not supposed to have a base dira. Pretty much anything on top. Again, obviously today. You see, there are plenty of shuls that do that.
But Avnez is not saying Taz.
He's just bringing down. He's bringing the Taz. He's saying that it makes a hefsek. That's all he's saying.
By Avodah
Zarah, yeah. He's saying Makom Matunav. So he's saying Avodah Zarah is for sure like that. So Avodah Zarah is Matunav. So he's just showing two Avodah Zarah to Tinav. He says just like the Taz says Tinav blocks. So Avodah Zarah for sure blocks. You see a raya from my Shurbenu. That's where the Taz. That's where the Taz. Okay. What? No, but you just say because it blocks. You're saying that it there's in the Sviva, in that area, there's Avodah Zarah, your tefillahs don't go.
He wasn't standing underneath it.
Right. It doesn't have to be underneath. The point is that it blocks it. It can be anywhere.
The zone is like no.
Right, it's a no-fly zone, right. You can't, there's no tefillah zone. It doesn't work. Okay. Right. Again, it's the point. He's not talking about directional per se. It's just the concept that you're in the vicinity of Avodah Zarah, it doesn't necessarily work. I don't know if it's Dafka, you know, like the upper. Huh? Yeah, it sounds like it. I hear.
Not the meaning is 44 as well. It's not the Sviva. I've never met that guy. It's a different elevator bank.
It could be. It sounds like, again, his chiddush was that he added in a twist. He said there was a Yisrael on top of Yisrael, and then on top of him was a guy. You know, just to throw in a wrinkle. But again, economic. But it sounds like, according to him, you can have five Yisraels as long as the guy's on top, he's blocking you. That's what it sounds like from him. So I wouldn't agree with you in that case. You can have 40, you're going to have a problem.
You're saying the Jews are on top.
No, if the guy's on top.
And if the Jews on top of 40 floors.
No, it doesn't make a difference. As long as the guy is somewhere in that, it sounds like it blocks. Again, he doesn't bring down, you know, 1 to 99, how it works exactly. But you see that he's trying to point out the chiddush that even if another Yisrael is blocking it, that still doesn't do it enough. You know, so whatever that svar is. Okay. Huh? No. Okay. The point, okay? You got the point?
Yeah.
We're not dealing with the Taz right now. It's a separate shul, like we discussed. But the point is that Avodah Zarah is bad. Got it? Can't daven Avodah Zarah? Bad. Fine. So the shaila is, what is the halachas of a place of Avodah Zarah? So we're going to go through a couple of things, let's say, you're not allowed to, you have to avoid contact with it, which is a Durabanan, we'll see. Or there's a din of Marasayin. And also, you have not know from Avodah Zarah. So we're going to go through, hopefully, a couple of those things. All right. So let's say the following. Zark the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah says as follows. And this is fascinating stuff, because Avodah Zarah and Sanhedrin, which most of these Gemaras are talked about, these dinner, were all heavily censored in those days by the church. Yamach Shemam. In fact, my Shmez Alangazant and Stark has a very big collection of antique farm. He really has a beautiful collection. In fact, there was a guy, his name was Professor Lipschitz. I think he's still alive. He was an old man back then, but I think he's just talking 20 years ago. I'm married 19 years ago, I'm sorry. 19 years ago. So he used to come to my Shvez house in Miami Beach. If you ever go, just stop by. He has it in his house. He would come by because he called himself, I think the term was medievalist. He liked medieval, which is Rishonim. He liked dealing with Rishonim, the text from the Rishonim. And he would look through my Shvez farm. And at one point, he was a fascinating individual. He wrote Svarim. He's really a big Talmud Chacham, this guy. And he wrote, like, you know, the most Seder of Cook guys. You know, they're busy with always, you know, the Agos and the Banim, the Mamish, Medui, the good stuff they cover. So he used to show me how that the censor, how they used to censor stuff. So my Shvez Svarim, that it's so old that the ink is falling off the censor part. You see what they censored. So he would like used to shry. He said that these chayas, who would they hire to do the censoring? They would hire mushamadim, usually yidden. They don't know, you know, a potato pie from Malafes. So they used to hire mushamadim, yidden who's shmadzach, and they would say, you censor it. Anywhere where it says, you know, any reference about goyim and thing in a bad light, cross it out. So this chayas, she showed us, these guys with mama shuts your shoyim, they would random mama shuyim, like what is he saying? What is he censoring? It's like Asher Yotzas Adam Chachma. Okay, censor it. Mama, they like at random. They would just because such rishis, they would go through Svarim, and especially the ones that talked about goyim. But sometimes they would just cross out mama's lines. And he said that it's such a tremendous avla that you see they're showing them every single word. Is Kaddish Kedoshim and it makes the nafkamina la halacha and everything, and these Rishonim, you know, whatever. So he was very busy with that. In fact, he told me a story. I don't know if it's true, but that's the story he told. He said that so he was studying, and guy, I guess it was like life mission to do this stuff. So he was studying in a Catholic school, I think. No, he was studying in a school in a college. In his class was a priest, also becoming a medievalist, you know, a todavar type of thing. I'm not exactly sure what that means. But their pursuit in life is to study texts of that era, the medieval era. So he became very good friends with him and stuff like that, whatever. And after they left, as they were leaving, he put out an announcement, this Professor Lipschitz. He said, if anybody knows, I'm looking for two specific manuscripts and I can't find it. They had access to a tremendous amount of manuscripts, obviously, because this is the stuff that they were studying. So he said, if anyone has a chance or comes across any one of these two manuscripts, here's my number, please look me up, send it to me. So, many years later, he gets a package in the mail. What's the package? So it's a letter from this buddy priest of his who was studying in the same class. And the guy writes to him as follows. This is the story they told me. You can call him up, Professor Lipschitz in Chicago, look him up. He's probably on the medievalist in the phone book. I'm not sure. But you can look him up. So he said that the guy writes to him, he says, you asked, I remember we were good friends, and we lost touch, but I remember that you asked me for these two, you asked for the two manuscripts, and I found one. And you ask me, how did I find it? Where did I? Says, I work for the Vatican. And I worked special, I don't know, for the Pope, around the Pope, in the Pope. I don't know exactly what he did there. But he had like a very high position in the librarian type of duties. And he was able to access certain manuscripts that no one else was able to. And he came across that and it triggered his memory. He remembered you asked, I don't remember what it was, whatever manuscript it was. He says, but regarding the second manuscript, I want to tell you something. He says, you'll never see it. It's there. It's in the Vatican. You'll never, ever see it. I can't access it. No one can. Like only one person has the key. Some crazy story, whatever. So he says, I want you to know also that in that area, which is not accessible, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of manuscripts that's not accessible to anybody. So I don't know what's true, what's not true. You know, they're very busy. And many years ago, they were very busy with the Kli HaMikdash. If it's there, if it's not there, I don't know. But anyway, it was just an interesting story. But anyway, so back to Abai Dazar. So it talks about... I said you always have to say stories, right? Fine. Now, so the Gemara of Abai Dazar are really, really heavily censored and really makes a nafkamina. It really makes a nafkamina la'alok in many, many areas. Especially these are sensitive topics, which talks about many times Nitrim and Christians and stuff like that. So you have to be clear what you're reading. Nowadays, I think they asked a shout out to Rabbi Yaakov, you know, what's, you know, now that they have the censor, they know what was censored, the Gemara is believe censored, so should they reprint that? I think he said not to, right? I don't remember exactly why. What? Or something like that. Now, in other words, nowadays they have the original Gemaras that pre-censored, but most Gemaras have, like, well, I guess the way we have them, etc. Obviously, the Rebbe Shlomo wanted it that way, so that's the way it is. And we'll see later, we'll get to the Meiri, which is also a fascinating story in itself. I don't remember the exact dynamics of what happened, but it seems supposedly Reb Bloy, I think, went to the Vatican, and he had a photographic memory, and he memorized the whole Meiri. If anybody sees the size of the Meiri, that's like, you know, you really got to believe he had a photographic memory, because the Meiri like that is not possible. But anyway, so...
The Ritz was on Chavez.
Huh?
The Ritz was on Chavez,
I know, there's a lot of these type of stories. No, so again, we'll see in a minute, but I think they say the Chazanish, Lamaisa, what happens if you find, today they're finding everything, right? So they find the manuscript, the Rishon, who says, Mamish punk for carrot than everyone else. You know, we don't have many Rishonim, and this one, we found a new Rishon, bona fide Rishon, and he paskins Mamish Lehepach. What do we do? So Amir Chazanish says, we're not Gorisit, we just go, obviously that's the Vashlam Ashkach Kafir that way. Right? Correct? I think, okay, fine. All right. So now, let's go through the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf, Dalet, Rabbi Kvalsky got up to there? Yeah. So the Gemara says as follows. I'm sorry. The Gemara is the Mishnah in Daf. Whatever. Anyway. So the Mishnah says as follows. Ishi Yeshba Avodah Zarah Chutzala Mutter. The shadow is if you're walking, if you're allowed to walk through a town that has Avodah Zarah or not. So if it has Avodah Zarah outside, it's mutter. Taicha, haya chutzala Avodah Zarah, if the Avodah Zarah was outside, taicha is mutter, inside is mutter. Mahu leilchil, shama, you're allowed to go there. Bezman cha derech miyuchedes loisa makam, if there's only one way in, one way out, it's the only road in, asr. Yachal lahalach ba'al makam acher, if you can just use it as a transit point to go to somewhere else, then it's mutter. That's the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. So we find also Mishlei, just as an aside, we're saying that it should be out of Avodah Zarah. Besides the Etzem Isser, it's also the Pasuk says, and I'm just again quoting it, it says, V'ata banim shimuli, v'ata siru me'imri fi, harchik me'aler da'kecha, distance yourself from it, v'altikra v'apesach be'seh, don't come close to Avodah Zarah. Why? Because you'll become an Akzari. That's the way the Pasuk says in the Mishnah. Okay. Now, so the Gemara says, "Harkik me'aleh darkecha zuminus v'kama." How much should you separate yourself from this? Amar Chizda arba amos. And la'lamaisa, even today, if you see an Eloch Yid, especially the Chassidish Yidden, they walk by a church. And one of the things they mamish, even if they're walking on the sidewalk, they try to not even walk on that side. But if they walk, they mamish distance themselves. Dalet amos of that. It's actually put down Shulchan Aruch that way. That's what Gemara.
Minas, not Avodah Zarah.
No, so the Italian minas means it. Minas in this case, it is Avodah Zarah. And a Kanani. But I think Moshe Pasuk is not necessarily. We'll see that.
We're not going to fire in a place that's not necessarily always dedicated to
Gemara. So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to the practical. We're going to get to the practical, hopefully. Hopefully. Right. Okay, so let's move along. Enough of the stories for now. Okay, so... So let's get to the thing. What's the story with this Christianity business? What is it exactly? What's the story? So it says as follows. What's up by the Zohar? It said the pasuk says the Nekah Hashem Lekecha Asher Tzizikah Meretz Mitzrayim, right? Lo Yiloh Lekor Leim Achirim Al Ponai Kinecha Hashem Lekecha Keel Kan. So Rabbi Shalom, that's it. No one else. Any other form? Bet. It says Pentecha is Bris Liyoshev Oretz V'zani Akhoi Eliyayim V'zavku Leliyayim V'kor Lekor V'chal T'mizivkoi. So here it's saying Bezanu, it's comparing Avodah Zarah to Znus. It's mamish todavar. It's terrible. It says v'neshmartim od l'nafshi seichem for the reason called tumuna b'yoyim diba Hashem aleichem v'chayrev. This is the pasuk in Devarim. V'techayish pentashchisun. So not only that, asisim l'chapesel, it corrupts you. Avodah Zarah is terrible. So now the shaila is, let's get to Christianity. What is Christianity? Is it Avodah Zarah or not? So let's see the Gemara by the Zohar. So our Girsa, before the censor, the Gemara is in the Zohar. This one has the old Girsa. I just have both here, so I'm going to read it straight from my paper. It says as follows: Tashma, Rabbi Shmuel Leiman. We're talking about the days, their holidays, the Geisha holidays, Christian holidays. That you're allowed to do business with the Goyim. So the Gemara says as follows: after the censor, Shloisha Lefneim v'Shloisha Achrayim Hasid. 3 days prior and 3 days after the holiday is also to do business, basically the whole week. Yom Aleph, Sunday, the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, the Olam Asa, to do business with a guy, a Christian, on Sunday, Asa Gom. Okay, that's after the censor. So now we know what they actually censored. So it says as follows: the real verse is Tashema, Amar Tafkikum Baravdum Amashmul, Yom Noitzri, the days of the Christians, the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, the Olam Asa. Can't have anything to do with Christians on Sunday. Zokt Rashi, pre-censor. Noitri, what's the pshat in a noitri? This makes an afkamina, we'll see in the mirror in a moment. Noitri, ha'hoilich betos, listen closely to the words, the dark of the words of Rashi. Ha'hoilich betos, shal oisa ish, they follow by mistake, Yashka Pandra. Shetziv alohem la'asiz yoim eid be'echa b'shavas. So if you want to know where this whole Sunday business came from, it's from Yashka. He decided that Yom Aleph is a day for the Christians. Okay, that's what the pre what's it called? Now says the Rambam, Chlor, in the Pirush Mishnayis, and again there also it was heavily censored, and there's a Girsa from Rav Kapach, which is he was a Temani Goyin, and he the Pirush Mishnayis was written in Arabic originally. It wasn't written in Lashon Kodesh. So the original translation was a little off, or the best it can do, because there was a lot of censorship. He went back to the original Talmudic manuscripts, and he retranslated the Rambam from Aramaic. So this is, quote...
Arabic.
I'm sorry. Veda, Shazua Uma HaNoitris HaTayanim Tainas HaMashiach. These Christians who taina about that they're Mashiach, L'chol Shinu K'deseyim, all their different sects, you know, there's different types and things, they're all kulam, oivdei avodah zarah. Says the Rambam clearly, these kaivra are all oivdei avodah zarah, ve'edeyen, and all their holidays, kulam asurim, they're all asur. V'nehagim imoyim b'chol ha-Torah, and we act with them, k'derek sh'nehagim oivdei avodah zarah, it's negei l'alokas if they're in a pit, if you take them out or not, v'yayim rishayin, and Sunday, hu mechlal edeyen shal goyim, it is part of their holidays, every single Sunday they're partying. Lefika, Asilus Asik Imamina Mashiach Yom Rishon Klal B'Shem Dova Min Advarim. Says the Rambam, you may not deal with a Christian on Sunday. Period. Nothing. Stay away. Go home. Ela Noyhagni Moyim B'Yom Rishon Kedek Shnahagni Moyim De'Avad Zor B'Yom Eidon. Just like you don't, you're lucky, you're not allowed to deal with a goy on their holiday. You know, I'll do business with them because you worry that the money and they're going to give shvach to their avodah zarah. Every Sunday is asur gam according to the Rambam to do business with Kain. Now, again, he says it by Hilchos Mechalos Asuras. The Rambam also writes, the Rambam is Mechalot. He says that by the Yishma'elim, the Muslims, Yayin asa b'shtia u'mutaba no. He holds it, even though Yayin is asa b'shtia, it's still mutaba no. V'chein hori kol ha'goinim. Avala ha'noitrim. Oivda avoida zorahein v'stam yenam asa b'no. It's even asa b'no.
The Rambam's talking about capitalism.
Alright, so we'll see what the Rambam's talking about in a second. Now, So Zok Taisvis, and Taisvis and Avodah Zarah, and really also mainly in Daf Samech Gimel and Sanhedrin. So Taisvis, and a little background, Taisvis, this is talking about in this is Northern Europe. So basically, there it was very common for Jews to be dealing with doing business with Christians. So the question is, how are they allowed to do that? You saw from the Rambam, he says clearly, Pamale, you're not allowed to. What? Okay, it's good. All right. So the shaila is, how are you allowed to do that? Well, what's going on? So Zok Taisvis in Sanhedrin. Okay, I'm going to speed it up. Zok Taisvis in the Sanhedrin. Mikol makom ein ze shema avodas kochavim gam daitem lo'isa shemayim. Zok Taisvis, here's the key word. Va'af api shemashatin shem shemayim edava achar. When they're business dealing, they're busy. It's not sure. We'll see exactly how to learn Taisvis. It's not usher for you to cause them to make to swear to their god, or to do shituf. Shituf is loosely translated in English. They call it the Trinity, right? They call it the shituf, the whatever the shtosim are. Right. And it's also not lefnei iver, because you're going to do a business deal with them. They're going to start thanking their whatever, and then it's lefnei iver leka the bnei noach lehuzaru al kach. And that's what the Shach Paskin talks. It says it's brought down like that. He says that they're really not. It's really not nugeya, because what they're doing is really nothing. And Taisa says it here clearly in Avodah Zarah. Taisa says it even more clearly. Taisa says, it's a Gemara Chulin. Mishum the Oivde Kachavim Shabachutz Laaretz Lav Oivde Avodah Kachavim. They're not really Oivde Avodah Zarah. Ela Minigav Esayim V'Yadam. All it is they're dealing with rote. We don't always have the problem of davening by rote. You have the Goyim. They're busy. They're hopping around. But basically, they're basically don't mean it. They have no idea what they're doing. They're just doing it because their father did it, their great-grandfather did it, and all the way to the people who killed all the Jews in the Holocaust. All those guys, that's what they're just following. They're just following them, one after the other. They have no idea what they're doing. They're not real. So that's what Taisa says. Okay? So Taisa says clearly that you're allowed to do it. So that's the way Taka the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. I'm just quoting him the Shulchan Aruch because we're running out of time already. Yesh ayim shein kol dvarim elo amurim elo vay sazman. It's only talking about in those days. They're really not Oyvdei Kachavim. The thing of Mutter, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Losses, Velosim, Imam Yokagam, La Vaisam. You can even do it on their holidays. Nothing. All the holidays are Shtusim. It's baloney. They're not doing it for because of serious whatever. It's fine. So he doesn't say Sunday, but Lachoyah Sunday as well.
So the houses are not houses of worship.
Oh, we're going to get there if we have time. I don't know. Anyway. So, fine. And the Ramah attack of Paschal, etc. Now, he says, even though it should be Medes Chasidus, you shouldn't, but you're allowed to. Now, comes along the night of Yehuda, and he says, you're learning wrong shot in Taisvis, in Sanhedrin over there. He says, all Taisvis over there was referring to, was the Gabi, the din of Shavua, that you're not Mechuyiv to hold the guy back from him making the Shavua to his supposed God. That's all he's referring to. He's not referring to you're allowed to do business with him or not. He says, I'll read you his lashon. He says, who said that goyim are not mitzvah on shituf, on the Trinity thing? Even though everyone seems to say that, they all take this as a fact. I looked, but like Matzasi Davazer, like Bishnei Talmudin, it's not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi, like Bishom Echabim Deir Rishonim, says Nevi Yehuda, I don't know what you're talking about. Where are you getting this stuff from? He's talking about the Ramah. Where are you saying this from? So the Ramah, the Nevi Yehuda argues vehemently against that, and it's mashmal like that in the Shulchan as well. But anyway, so now there's a shita of the Meiri. So you have, again, you have the shita of Taisus, the Reino Tam, who seems to argue with the sheet of the Rambam, because the Rambam says it's Aser, the Rebbein Tam says it's only referring to back then, the Na'ib Yehuda says you're learning wrong pshat in Taisvus, and the Me'iri. So now they found the Me'iri, and the Me'iri says you got it all wrong. With the first, I'm going to go quickly now. So the Me'iri says you got it all wrong, and we don't, most Paiskim seems like don't shalva according to this Me'iri. The Me'iri holds this din of Noitzri, the whole word Noitzri doesn't even mean Christians. Says you missed the boat. He says it says in Yirmiyahu, we're talking about by Nebuchadnezzar. It says there's a nation that was called Noitzrim. There's some barbaric, wild mammoth-eating barbaric nomads who lived way back when, and these guys have nothing to do with Christians. You know, this Noitzri business, that's what he's referring to. In those days, they walked around eating, kissing, drinking, everything was by the Zara. Says they used to serve the sun and this and that. We're not talking about that. Now we're talking about civilized people, says the Meiri. Civilized people have a din of regular Yisrael and don't have any din of this Akum business. You don't have to save them and everything. You have to treat them mamish like a regular Yisrael. That's what the Meiri says. He says, you got it all wrong. So again, this is the third Shita. So again, we have the Shita of the Rambam, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, let's get to a little bit of to applications. So,
why did they hide them in the earring?
I don't know. Good question. I don't. They hide a lot of stuff. I don't know. They grab probably, you know, whatever they can grab. I don't know. I don't know the answer. That was a shkafa. That's the way it was made.
Maybe they changed the meter.
Maybe that's
huh? Right. I don't know. Yeah. They have a long time to do it. You see. I don't know the answer. But anyway, so all right, let's get a little more practical.
That's the final letter go.
Huh? So Ramesha writes. Ramesha writes regarding, let's talk about voting, right? For example, very practical today, nowadays, a lot of times the towns, the small hick towns, it's a one-horse town, they have the only place to vote is either the post office or the church. So the post office holds 6 people, the church holds 15, so they usually vote in the church. So the shaila is if you're allowed to vote in the church or not. So and anything, you're allowed to use, let's say they make a lemonade stand, they want to do, you know, to save the whales in Zambonia. The shaila is, if you're allowed to go there, and it's church grounds, are you allowed to enter the church grounds? So Ramesha writes very clearly, he says, really you should avoid it pretty much at all costs. Regarding voting, if it's not in the sanctuary, if it's a separate room, and you have no other option, I mean, the place can today say you should do early, whatever, you do it by mail, you don't have to go there. For whatever reason, they don't have that option, you can't write, read, or whatever, so they take you by bus to the voting station. That's fine. If you have no other option, do it. But as long as it's not, and everyone knows, obviously, and there's no services going on at the time, and it's a separate room, then you could do it. But technically, you should really try to avoid it at all costs. Ramesha writes regarding using it as a playground. Many kids, he says, avoid it. Don't rent for Torah classes. Don't do it. He says, go spend more money, says Ramesha. Ramesha says the same thing by Chalav Stam, by the way. He says, spend more money and buy Chalav Yisrael. Just by the way, of all those people who say that Ramesha Paskin, that Chalav Stam was mutter, look in the tshuva. He says clearly, in black and white, he says that yeshivas especially should be makbid to spend more money. Yeah, say the words. Spend more money and buy Chalav Yisrael. Okay, anyway, so the shaila is going into
Into the
sanctuary. Sanctuary is asud gomer d'iraisa. He says from what's it called? He says now even though chash eva. Nowadays they do like the some hotshot law or whatever. A politician dies, they put him in the church for the. They have this whole viewing ceremony. You know, if you're business and you're a politician, you got problems because this is like showing the respect. I don't know exactly what you're doing there. Like you walk by and the. Make up the guy so he looks a little pretty. But what are you doing? Whatever. The shaila is, you're not allowed to do it. It's also gomes. It could be this is the raisa. He brings down that it goes mamish from the svadish shagainim and mamish goes into your nefesh. It's like this type. Don't do it. So the shaila is as follows. A mosque, if it has the same application as a church. So the Tzitz Eliezer holds 100%. That it's the same category. He says, he puts in a lot of other tzurufim. He says, not necessarily just the din of Avodah Zarah, but it's Al-Tifnu Al-Alilim. They also mishtach with something else. And he quotes the Iran. I don't know if you'll have to quote in public these days, because I don't know what happened to those guys in France. They got shot talking about the Muslims. But he calls them the Meshuggah. Those are the words of the Ran. Right, but the Ran says, basically the same chaver, just avoid them. However, Ravad Yosef has a tshuva, and he holds that you can go into the mosque. He brings a raya from the Maris of Machpelah. I'm not exactly sure what the raya is. I didn't see it inside yet. I saw it many years ago. I don't remember what he said, but he says you have a raya. The Maris of Machpelah is mamash and mosque, and he says kedoshim tayim, go there to daven. How could they do that? It's a mosque, mamash and mosque. Huh? Yeah, that's right, but I'm telling you, he holds it's not just a dinam of a dessert. It's
other,
right. The mishtachva to something else besides the lokeach. So,
besides the Isra going in is of minus.
There's many tshuva. Again, I don't want to get into the full subject, but basically, it's not necessarily of a dessert, but they also believe in one God. But there's other factors. Basically, mask, stay away from. Now, there are many people that go to Italy and they go and they visit the Vatican. It's mamish awesome. I don't care how nice you want to see Michelangelo's depiction of Moshe Rabbeinu with a horn on his head. Too bad. You can't go see it. It's awesome. Gama. You can't go. It says artwork and now they have a nar from them. Too bad. Don't even get married. Now.
So you go vote in the Vatican.
Huh?
So you can vote in the Vatican.
No, you can't. That's mamish. That's they use it. I think it's like every day. I don't even know what they
only
use.
A sanctuary. Huh? It's different than
the whole Zaka is a whole big sanctuary thing. That's where the main paintings are and the whole whatever.
How did they get the manuscript?
Huh? I don't know. It wasn't in the thing. They have buildings also, not just churches. I guess they own like the whole city. It's a state. The Vatican is actually a state. No, according to Rambam, he says the Chol Kutim. That's why I think he says that specifically.
Rambam didn't exist when Rambam.
Right, but all these like now they have a new one, Scientology, and all these have the old whack jobs, whatever. Kids, to stay away from them. Now, the Shiloh was. He even has a Shiloh. The Har Tzvi has a Shiloh on an Indian cow. You know that they worship cows. Still out of Yamazet. It's Mardik. You go to India, you have a traffic jam. Why? Cows walking across the street. Mardik, Elsie the cow, give him the way right away. And shine. So the Har Tzvi of the Shiloh, if someone's there, can he drink the milk from those cows? Because it's Rabbi Zohar, so he wants to know if it's considered that kreves or not. He says it's just an election, of course you're allowed to. Now, the human hair shekel.
They have issues in America that it's bad, the milk that's coming in from America.
Right, so he held Manushah. He held it was a Baal Chai and a Nevad. So if it's considered inside the animal, if it's part of the animal, then it's a Baal Chai, it's not a Nevad. So if it's just inside the animal, he says.
Right.
He says, if it's inside the animal, it says, let's say the animal swallows something. So that's also about, no, it has nothing to do with anything. So it's the same thing. It, that's what he's makal. Whatever. Anyway, just interesting to think. He said, huh? The Marsha writes about stamps. He says, many stamps have crosses on them. What's the deal? A cross, the chlal, chess, and all these types of things. So Marsha writes that on stamps, the chlal, it's not a problem because there's another din, it's also mavuza. And Marsha writes, clearly, it's people throw it in the garbage also, the stamps, and even if they're collector's items, it's not a big deal. It was never, no one ever bows down to the cross on the thing. It's only the zecher ba'alma, for whatever reason, it's a zecher. It's a zecher ba'alma. No one's home. It's a zechav alma, and it's not a problem. On chess, some if you're chassid of parish, some people are makbo taka the knock of the thing. You don't have to. You really don't have to do that. Now, let's see. Shetels. Indian shetels. So, by the way, the Moshe has a fascinating thing. The YMCA, Moshe holds it's asa to go to, by the way. He holds it's mamish. Yeah, Moshe holds it's asa to go to YMCA. I mean, the Asher holds in Eretz Yisrael, it'll be mutter because most Yidden use it, but in America, it's true for Moshe. Whatever. Huh? Whoa, Rabbi Singer. Okay, now. You're not allowed to have a Noah. So Rav Yosef, I was just reading in the book there, it's fascinating. You see, you're such a guy now. So Rav Yosef was once sick. He says when he was a young man, so he used to lock himself, the Gabbai, he used to want to access some amazing Sfarim in some shul somewhere that had like really old Kisvayat. So the Gabbai was afraid he's going to steal it. So he made a rule, he made it up with the Gabbai, that the Gabbai will lock him in there in the night, a whole night, and then when he comes in the morning, he'll open up. So this way, it won't be chayshes that he'll steal something, whatever. So he said it was a terrible. It was like miserable weather. It was like holes in the ceiling. It was terrible. It was like he developed, I don't know, a pneumatic cough, some type of cough. Really, it just went into his bones. It was terrible. Many years later, before that, I don't remember the story exactly. His wife, oh, another story. His wife tells him, there's this guy, Makubal, he wants to come around. He's checking mezuzahs. He's a big Makubal. Can we let him into the house? If you want, fine. So his wife told him, let him into the house. So he lets him in, and he starts being buddy to mezuzahs. He says, anybody here have pneumonia or something like that, whatever. So everybody says, I do. He says, oh, it's the mezuzah. I saw it was a little damp. I chopped it from the mezuzah. So everybody called in his son, and he said, he started talking to him and learning. Then he turned to this makubal, and he said, no, what are you taina? Like, whatever, like, what shot in Taisus, whatever. The guy had zero clue what he was talking about. You know, he was a shaiti. He should have just kept his mouth shut. Said he was handling, he was talking. Everybody said, so right away, this guy was mamash chukhatulu, the whole business. So he threw him out of the house. He told him, he says, I got pneumonia from then. From what's
it called?
Huh? No, I'm sorry. So the guy, I'm sorry. You're right. So the guy said, that's why I burned the story. Why am I stop telling you stories? Right. So the guy says, oh, do you have a cross in your house? Cross in my house? What? You're talking about it yourself. He says, he remembered that he got a medallion from some Spanish king or queen, I don't know who, some fancy dude. He gave him a medallion that had a cross on it, or the shape of a cross. So he says, oh, you got to throw it, burn it. So then the Shtickle Tari, he spoke to him in London, and he threw him out of the house. He said, the medallion is fine. He says, also the same Yisoid. He said, that it's like a cross. Basically, it's the Zechab Alma. It means nothing. It's just for ceremonious type of stuff. It really, really doesn't mean anything. You can do that.
Lamai said the guy smacked the cross from the
mezuzah. Lamai said the guy was an idiot. Okay. So now the Maisha holds.
Are you allowed to shop in a thrift store that the proceeds go?
Right. So it's not poshut because I wasn't clear. The good child. Because the Maisha holds regarding the, let's say they donate the organs, the not human body organs, but like they play with those funny looking machines. They you're not allowed to buy them because he holds it's mamish. It was serving avodah zarah. So the shaila is today these thrift shops. I'm not exactly sure what happens to them. I'll tell you why. Because let's go back to the Indian hair shaitel thingy. So what's the story with this Indian business? So it used to be, and you may care them, that when they did a tremendous avla, these Indian men, women, children, whatever. If you did a tremendous avla, you messed up. Your mamish got to do kapars. So you come to the Hindu priest and you chop off your hair. Zap. Zero. Take it all off. Have a nice day. Huh?
Become a nazir.
Oh, yeah, no, everything. The whole thing. All off. And what do? You burn it and that solves all your problems. You're good to go. Now finish, you're absolved, you can go kill some more people, right? So that's the way it used to be. What happened was, a couple of years ago, they figured out that some ladies in Barapak and what's it called, at least this is the way Verizon says, they figured out in Barapak and in Flatbush and Muncie, this is a good business. You can use this for shaitels. What are you burning this stuff? What are you, sugar and cup? Go ship it off to the United States. And you get a couple of $1,000 for a shaitel. It makes a difference if it's a Chevy or this one or that one. The kids are fine. Why are we burning it? And that's what they did. They started shipping all the hair most of it, to what's it called. So the shaila is, that's when someone blew the whistle on the Hindu priest. And he said, hey, what's going on here? It's the crevice of Avodah Zarah. Are you allowed to use it or not? So, again, I remember they had, you know, burning shaitel ceremonies, you know, like burn whatever. A lot of people were not happy. But anyway, the bottom line is that it, according to most, it's again, what happened was, it could be originally it would have been a problem of a desire, but it seems that most Paiskim said that since at that point already, where just everyone knows, even the Chavra will come in, they're all in on it. They're all in on the scheme. They know exactly what's going on. They take like a little snippet, they throw it into the fire. The rest, okay, we ship off to America, UPS, have a nice day. So they really know what's going on. So it's really not, it's like a Madava Mavuza, it's really something that's not Nageya. They're just lining their pockets. So according to most Paiskim, that was when this whole controversy was going on, that's what they did. So it could be, again, I'm not Paiskim, I don't know. You have to ask a shaila. These types of thrift shops where the Salvation Army, where they're sending the stuff. Question is, where is that money going to? It's not going to Santa Claus. Who is it going to? So the shaila is, I don't know. Is it going to Mamash, Avodah Zarah type of stuff? I would doubt it, to be honest with you. I can't imagine in America that would happen. But it's possible. So I don't know. You have to ask Bishayla. And the bottom line is, stick with Rabbi Shlomi. You'll be good to go.
Like prayer room, like I had the one wife gave birth. I didn't know if I should dive in there. I walked in and there was like a star on one side.